Many journalists are celebrating a decision from The Hague today, which gives war correspondents a limited exemption from being compelled to testify in war crimes cases. But critics, including some journalists, say it will make the job of prosecuting war criminals more difficult. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
The case revolved around an interview that former Washington Post reporter Jonathan Randall did in 1993 with a Bosnian Serb politician. Radoslav Berjanin is now on trial for the persecution and expulsion of 100,000 non-Serbs during the Bosnian War. The prosecution subpoenaed Randall, but he refused to testify. Randall says forcing war correspondents to take the stand will make it impossible for them to do their work.
If those involved in conflict think that war correspondents are going to make a beeline to the war crimes tribunal and tell all, this would curtail the ability of journalists to do good reporting and thus fulfill the function of informing the public.
And Randall says that war criminals might be more likely to kill journalists if they believed reporters could be potential witnesses. Today, the appeals court at the International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia agreed with Randall, at least in part. Attorney Floyd Abrams presented a friend of the court brief on behalf of 34 news organizations, including The New York Times, the BBC, and NPR. Abrams says the court recognized a limited privilege for journalists.
Basically saying that you cannot subpoena a journalist who's a war correspondent unless the journalist has information which is of direct and important value in determining a core issue of the case. And you can't reasonably obtain the information elsewhere.
Abrams says that the standard applied by the International Court is similar to that used by many American courts. But other courts throughout the world are more stringent, says Joel Simon of the Committee to Protect Journalists. Simon says the Randall case sets a precedent.
If compelled testimony is sought from a journalist, say, in Colombia, Chechnya, we will make the case that the standard articulated by the International Tribunal at The Hague, that under that standard, the subpoena should not be allowed.
I think that for journalists to have any sort of special category status is legally, morally, and politically fairly obnoxious.
Ed Valiami is a reporter with The Observer of London who has testified voluntarily before the War Crimes Tribunal. He says forcing journalists to testify isn't going to affect what combatants in far-off places say to them. However, he does fear that the decision will open the doors for others to get out of testifying and offering valuable information.
The next thing is that a big crowd of NGOs, non-governmental organizations who do aid and humanitarian work, are also now going to try and jump aboard this bandwagon, pleading their special category status, so that at a time when we are trying to enforce international law and to bring these criminals to account, we are going to end up with the eyes and ears of the world blind on the ground.
Red Cross workers already have special protections from the international courts. Journalists who support today's decision point out that it doesn't disqualify them from testifying. It only forces the prosecution to make sure that they are necessary to proving a case. As for Jonathan Randall, the court left open the possibility that the prosecution could try and show that his testimony is absolutely necessary. Laura Seidel, NPR News.